Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. It's your girl, Sonya McQueen, with your mind, your body, your choice. Can you say bonus podcast on this beautiful Friday, March 7th? Yeah, I posted yesterday like I was supposed to, but today I just had something on my mind and thought I would share, short and sweet like me. So, have you ever taken the time to give positive words to somebody about the way they're heading or about their future or things that they do that maybe they should stop doing, and it seems to go in one ear and out the other? So you feel like you wasted your time and you don't want to address it again with them. It's like, well, when you fall and bump your head, you fall and bump your head. Has that ever happened? All right. If it has, I want to tell you, don't give up on that person. If you're older, you were young once, and you didn't want to listen to what somebody else was saying, you thought you had all the answers, you thought you knew right from wrong, which way was up, which way was down, which way to go, the things that you were doing, you were invincible. And then there was probably some person trying to guide you the right way. It doesn't even have to be an older person, just a wiser person or somebody who's been there, done that, and they're trying to keep you from going down the same road. But, you know, you feel like, or you felt like you knew what you were doing. You understood your assignment that you assigned to your dang on self. You know, don't give up on people. Don't give up on people because in the end, I promise you, one day they'll say, ah, I see. I see exactly what they were talking about. It'll happen if you're leading them the right way. It'll happen. I remember vividly, and not even as a kid, because I didn't have a lot of rearing as a kid. I've said that before. You know, I was pretty much on my own as a kid. There was nobody to tell me right from wrong or care about what I was doing. My mom loved me. Don't get that twisted. She loved me. But my mom was busy. She worked. My mom never brought anybody home, no men. My mom didn't drink. She didn't do drugs. My mom would go to work, come home, take a bath, and get in bed. My mom never cooked me a meal. My mom never had a sit-down talk with me about anything in life, nothing. I would go where I wanted to go and do what I wanted to do. So once again, it's amazing that I wasn't fast because I wasn't. I didn't do drugs because I didn't. And I didn't drink because I didn't. It's just amazing because I had all the freedom in the world to do whatever I wanted to do. But later on in life, there were adults, me in my adult life, other adults who seen things in me and, you know, wanted me to go maybe a different route or showed me a different way, told me a different way. And maybe I listened to them, took it to heart, but I didn't change my ways. I was too old to think, man, you don't know what you're talking about, because usually when somebody tells me something as an adult, I already know I'm wrong, right? So it was more of a situation. I'm like, man, they right, but maybe I wouldn't straighten up then. And a couple of those situations came to my mind this morning when somebody was really looking out to me and I didn't take heed to whatever they were saying. So you guys just keep that in mind. You know, when you're trying to be a light to somebody, don't feel like, well, I tried to be that one time and they didn't want to listen to me. So I'm dimming my light. And when they fall, I'll just say, told you so. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. Now, I have expressed myself to older people when it came to me. I did a podcast about that a couple of weeks ago, just about how somebody liked to call me the B word as a, in their mind, a positive word. Just saying I'm that B, but I don't like the word no matter how you say it. So how, I had to go straighten that out. But there are other times when I tell somebody something about me, I'm trying to guide them the right way and they don't listen right away. And they're going to learn today. But, you know, when it's just about life and the way somebody's moving and you see the greatness in them and maybe they don't see it themselves or they don't understand what they're doing, how hurtful it could be to themselves, you try to fix it. Just hold on. Just hold on. One day they'll thank you. And if you were that person and somebody led you or tried to, and you didn't want to hear it, you had all the answers, you thought you knew everything. If they're still around, tell them thank you. Tell them thank you. It's never too late to tell somebody thank you, or you know what? I did get what you were saying. It took me a minute to implement it into my life, but thank you. Thank you for even taking the time to care. It's never too late to give somebody their flowers. Do it while they're living. Please don't wait until people are gone to give them their flowers. Please don't. Please don't. I up people all the time on this podcast, all the time, because I think they should get their flowers in real time. I've got real friends, real people who love me, and real people who look out for me, and I love to give them their flowers. It makes me feel good to let you know what you mean to me. And hey, listeners, y'all mean everything to me. Thank you for rocking with me for 2 years. Thank you for listening to my voice. Sometimes I drone on. Sometimes my podcast, you're like, well, what the hell was the point, Sonia? I don't know. I don't know any more than you do. Just felt like talking. Just thank you. All right. Y'all have a great day on purpose. Do something good for somebody on purpose. If you have the ability, feed a homeless person. If you don't, just a kind smile, a gesture, a hug, a kind word will go so far for so many people who need it. All right, especially in this climate. Have a great day.